This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's all get on the same page here. Trust you with the nest. There's a big emphasis on the idea after yesterday that Joe Flacco is winning the early part of the quarterback battle. Is that fair?
Very fair. I mean, Zach Jackson said as much. And then basically anybody that was there yesterday felt like they were very, very impressed with the arm talent that Joe Flacco still has.
Which is funny because that was the one thing I just never doubt about him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, well, that's like an older guy with a jump shot, right? It's like MJ could still have, he still has a shot. He's still wet from three if you need him to be. It's just, can he do everything else?
I just think it's funny. Failing him. On one hand, we're saying, hey, let's not make a big deal out of anything that happened with the rookie yesterday. And we're also then being like, Flacco's winning the quarterback battle early.
And so this is what I think is hysterical about it, but I'm also trying to then navigate it within myself, right? Because if 24 hours ago, you were to tell me to place my bet on who I thought was going to be the starter week one, I would have said it's more Kenny Pickett than it is Joe Flacco. We haven't seen these guys throw, obviously. We haven't been around. We don't know what's exactly going on because they've limited that type of stuff for us. And then yesterday happens, and it's as if Kenny Pickett and the two rookies, and listen, Shador had a good day for himself as well. There's acknowledgement attached to that.
Gotta get that in.
Well, we have to. Well, I mean, I could also bring up Dylan Gabriel getting knocked down at the line as if anybody could see that coming for a 5'10" quarterback, but that's either here nor there.
The internet tells me that was about Mason Graham and not about tiny baby Dylan Gabriel.
We're on two different internets, I guess.
There's many different internets.
Well, the dark web. The dark web had it all
that's
on.
That's where I was at.
The height problems. Oh, there.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
I was actually on the dark web, and they were like, Mason Graham's just good at football. Just wait till he gets pads on.
I like that that's where the dark web exists for Mason Graham takes.
And then they also tried to sell me the nuclear coach.
I was waiting.
It started, they
you get some of that pink
they
cocaine,
Trojan
Stephon
horsed
Diggs.
Me
yeah.
with the Mason Graham take. And I was like, all right, how harmful can this really be? And then they're like, would you like to buy the new coach?
Yeah, well, you know,
and I was like, whoa.
It's like how people will be like, hey, children, do you want the piece of candy?
Yeah.
Like that's they know that's your version of offering a 10-year-old a piece of candy from a shady truck is, hey, Mason Graham, well, good. Will you enter?
You could
will
also,
you come on in?
Well, you could also just offer me candy. That also works on me, too. Yeah, it works on 10-year-olds, and it works on 39-year-old fat men.
So the point is that Joe Flacco seemed to have won the day, but more importantly, it seems like he can make every throw under the sun, and because he made one big, long, completed pass to Jerry Jeudy, it feels like everyone wants to say, okay, the competition's over, he's going to be your week one starter, and it's a wild, wild leap for one day of 11-on-11 and some practice.
So we can be that guy together. We can all just say, like, it's one day.
Yeah, which what, like, we should do.
Like, let's just chill on this. Like, the amount of listen, I have no problem if you just want to say, like, Shador looked good, Gabriel looked good, this guy looked good, that look. But, like, it's like, if you talk to anybody that was actually there and watched the quarterbacks yesterday, you're going to get a different set of rankings. Like, I know Jason apparently had Shador 2 and Flacco 1.
Yeah.
So Jason Lord of The Athletic, want to give him a little bit of love there. 92.3 The Fan as well. If I talk to Zach, I bet you his rankings would be different. If I then talk to Daryl, I guarantee you their rankings would be different. And, man, by the way, that's just part and parcel. Like, I think analyzing where we are is okay, but, like, it always was logical that Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco would get the reps and look better because of where we are in the calendar. I think it's going to be a hell of a lot more noteworthy if the other two quarterbacks in the quarterback kerfuffle don't make it until camp. Like, that'll be telling. If Shador and Dylan Gabriel are kind of, I don't say excommunicated, but if they're moved off to the side and the quarterback battle simply becomes Pickett versus Flacco, okay, well then the rookies just didn't step up in the way you would hope they would, and the vets continued to get better and continue to be who we think they already are.
Well, and so that brings in another part of this equation, too. There was a lot of Shador fans yesterday that were like, well, what more can he possibly do? It's like, well, it was 7-on-7s. It's going to take more than one day for him to all of a sudden, the next time we have access to Shador, to have him all of a sudden be doing 11-on-11. And I do wonder at what point he's going to start to force some of those conversations. But as of right now, it feels like it's going to be Pickett versus Flacco. And the early edge based off of yesterday and what people saw is Flacco's got the lead.
So I want to get to the Shador part of this. And Mary Kay said something really interesting today with the Morning Boys about what the Browns were doing with Shador yesterday. But I understand why anybody wants to go first on the moon. The real quarterback competition is Pickett versus Flacco. I totally get that you want to make that, and maybe there's some I was right there. You want to be able to say 2 months from now, see, I told you that's what this is. I think there absolutely is a Kenny Pickett versus Joe Flacco battle, and I don't think it's just for the starting quarterback. I think that's one tentacle of it. I think those two guys are facing off for who's actually going to be the veteran quarterback on this roster after the first week of September. I think that's the real competition. And so, and by the way, you can win that and still not win the starting quarterback job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What do you mean you can win that and not win the starting quarterback job?
Because I think it's Kenny Pickett versus Joe Flacco for who's going to be the veteran quarterback on this roster. And then until proven otherwise, it's Pickett versus Flacco versus Shador versus Gabriel for the starting job. So Joe just has to outperform Kenny Pickett and vice versa to be on the roster. But I still think, like, even though the rookies have a much bigger uphill climb to win the week one starting job, I still think they have a chance. And I think
Good. So you're not closing the door shut on that.
No, and I would actually say yesterday, Zach saying a 4% chance for each rookie, I think that's low. I don't know.
That's kind of where my mindset is at. And for a couple different reasons, not just the idea that if you throw the rookie in there, he's got to be so much better, but also how tough it is early on in that schedule, too.
See, I don't think if you're the Browns, you can worry about that. I know why you're, and I think it's a fair point to say, hey, young dude, those are tough teams. Those are tough things to win. If there's ever been a year just to throw guys into the fire, if they've earned it, it's this year, right? Because Shador or Dylan Gabriel is going to have to be so much better than anyone else to get this job, there's a part of me that's like, well, damn the torpedoes. If they're good enough, if Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett have to be 100% to win their part of the battle, then I think Shador or Dylan has to be 110%, which I think is fair.
Right.
I understand why the Browns are thinking that way. You have to be better. The tie or something close to the tie goes directly to the veterans, and that's just how football works in general, let alone a quarterback kerfuffle with four guys. That said, like at some point, if they're drastically better and they continue to progress, what are we doing here? What are we waiting for? I'm not waiting for 2026. If they look ready, just put them in, and they might struggle. That's fine. I'd rather watch Shador struggle than what I think is going to be a yo-yo effect for either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, where Joe's going to make a couple big plays in one game and get a win, and then the next he's going to make a couple bad big plays, and you're going to lose because of it.
Ideal scenario for me the entire time has been that you throw Shador gets thrown out there in the very beginning, wins the job, takes the job for the rest of time. But the point is that if he struggles and 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season, you're like, this guy just doesn't have it. Like, we gave him enough of a runway, he doesn't have it. It does give you enough time to then go to Dylan Gabriel. And that's the part I do like. So you would be able to see both quarterbacks. Conversely, if Dylan Gabriel wins the job and he starts it off, I would want enough time to see Shador in week 7, week 8, or whatever that is, in order to have that parachute if they don't work.
See, I'd look at it the other way. But if Shador or Dylan wins week 1, I want to give him 17 games.
Wins week 1 gets all 17?
That would be the intent. It doesn't mean that's going to be the end result because things can happen.
No, I mean, it's got to be the intent. But
my goal is to give him as much runway as possible simply because at the end of that season, I want to have as much to work on with Shador or Dylan Gabriel and even Kenny Pickett, in fairness, if he ends up winning the job, so that I can make the best decision at the end of the season I possibly can.
So I don't think all 17 would be the intent if you make Joe Flacco the week 1 starter, though.
No, God, no. No, it's get you to the bye at best. Unless you're winning. And that winning's always kind of the thing in the back there that could hypothetically happen. 216-474-0092. And Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So Flacco apparently winning the early part of the quarterback battle. Is the quarterback kerfuffle really between Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco? I just think it's incredibly early to say that. I'm going to use the word fluid. It feels very fluid. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Chris Fedor had some interesting things to say about the Cavs roster construction going forward, the availability of Jared Allen and Darius Garland. That's coming up at 3 with Feeds. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, MLB columnist, Odyssey, MLB insider at 4:20. We'll talk his take on the Gardos and How many bats is the right amount of bats that this team needs? The lead coming up at 5. Shenanigans will ensue, but 216-474-0092 is Pickett versus Flacco the real competition? And were the Browns hiding Shedeur Sanders yesterday? Kind of an interesting idea we have to get to in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.